ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोश्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः.
सो वी आर स्टडीइंग द गॉस्पेल ऑफ श्री रामकृष्ण. श्री रामकृष्णस एडवाइस टू हाउसहोल्डर. Sri Ramakrishna is giving a profound knowledge. There are so many varieties of Mother Kali. In Hindu philosophy, we believe that it is the feminine divine, the divine feminine, who will be doing the Srishti, Sthiti and Laya. Why is the creatrix called always female? Without exception, we find that it is only the female who gives birth. But the most wonderful thing is, as you are all familiar, every evening, dusk time, vesper time, the devotees of Sri Ramakrishna will be singing, hymning the Divine Mother. Srishti Sthiti Vinashanam Shakti Bhute Sanatani Unashriye Gunamayi Narayani Namostute. So, Sri Ramakrishna was explaining this point. So, there is this Divine Mother and she is called Guhya Kali. Guhya means secret. Very few people know about her. Sri Ramakrishna is commenting, this form is the keeper of secret energy and requires complex sadhanas and mantras for worship. There are so many varieties. Forms. How many forms? Only it is mentioned 10 forms of Dasha Mahavidya. And one of the forms, very soon she is called Durga. And this Durga is the most famous puja. That's why in Bengal it is called Mahapuja. All pujas are small pujas. But this is the Mahapuja. And Divine Mother assumes all the forms, Kali, Tara, Shudashi, Bhuvaneshwari, Tripura Bhairavi, Chinnamasta, Dhumavati, Bagala, Matangi, Kamala. So there are many other forms. How many forms? As many forms as a devotee likes to have. This is something most marvelous. As many forms. Not one form, but as many forms. That's why in our Hindu Puranas, we have got 1,000 names of Shiva, of Vishnu, of Kali, of Lakshmi, of Saraswati. You name the name of the deity and there is 1,000 names. What does 1,000 names really mean? We have to remember all our hymns, especially what we have discussed earlier, Suktams, Sri Suktam, Narayana Suktam, Vishnu Suktam. There are umpteen number of Suktams are there. So, Uktam, that means powerful mantras. So, it is said, Sahasranamas are there, Kali Sahasranama, Lakshmi Sahasranama, etc. Sahasra doesn't mean straightforward meaning of Sahasra is 1,000. But it doesn't mean 1,000 in numbers. It means infinite numbers. Every head of even an amoeba. Does an amoeba has a head? Yes, sure. Because there is consciousness. And where is that consciousness residing? In the mind. And where is that mind? That mind usually is considered to be in the head. So, every head, every hand, every leg, these are mentioned. But what we have to understand, every human body, for example, has billions of parts. Some we do not mention out of etiquette. But everything is the Divine Mother, manifestation of the Divine Mother. Srishti. Srishti means what? The Divine Mother herself is manifesting in the form of creation. Another name for creation, is manifestation. Actually, this word manifestation is far superior to the word creation, because creation always brings duality. Someone is creating and something is being created. But no, we have to understand here that just like we mistake a rope for a snake is a manifestation. Marvelous examples are given in the highest Vedantic sense. What does that mistake mean? In Advaitic terminology, mistaking a rope for a snake is called manifestation. In dualistic philosophies, it is called creation. It is an act of creation. There is a duality involved. Narayana is the creator. Kali is the creatrix. And everything is created by her. So she is the Lord. All religions have this kind of idea. But there is a very simple reason why we have to accept the idea of manifestation and use the word manifestation instead of the word creation. So, to give a simple example, clay, for example, so it manifests as a pot. There is no second object called pot. It is a pot in nothing but the same original clay, but with a namarupa. That is all we have to understand. Anyway, so the creatrix, we see, it is the female which gives birth. But at the level that transcends namarupa, these words male and female, they are meaningless. That's why we call it Shakti. Is the Shakti male or female? Is energy, the word energy, is it male or female? No, there is no gender distinction there. But then, why do we need to use that word? Because the word mother is associated with tremendous power. Even the worst dictator will have tremendous respect, love. So, here there are so many manifestations. Why am I talking about them? Because Sri Ramakrishna specially mentions, so Dasha Mahavidya, even the name is marvelous. Dasha means 10. 10 popular way of being worshipped. The same Divine Mother, especially in those states where God is worshipped as feminine, 10 names are there. Kali, Tara, Shodasi, Bhuvaneshwari, Tripura Bhairavi, Chinnamasta, Dhumavati, Bagala, Matangi, Kamala. And these are called Mahavidyas. So when it is Vidya, Sri Ramakrishna explains it beautifully. We have to understand every word of Sri Ramakrishna is a Vedavakya, is a gospel truth. So Vidya means knowledge. And Sri Ramakrishna says, there are two types of Vidyas are there. There are also two types of egotisms are there, corresponding. If anybody has got what is called avidya maya, that is what Sri Ramakrishna equates it, kacha ami. If it is vidya maya, that means the person knows who he is, a person who thinks he knows what he is, that is called unripe ego, kacha ami. So that is what is called binding ego, binding maya. Ego, maya, avidya, synonymous terms. But the same Divine Mother is called also Mahavidya, Sri Vidya, that which a person knows. I am so and so. A person who thinks rightly, I am so and so, which means I am Brahman, I am God. In devotee's terminology, I am a child of God, I am a servant of God, etc. But if a person thinks, I am XYZ, I am male, I am female, that is called unripe ego. And that is what Sri Ramakrishna says, the liberating ego, the binding ego. So the liberating vidya and binding vidya. And that binding vidya also goes by the name Vidya, but same Vidya, because knowledge is either right knowledge or wrong knowledge. That is what Sri Ramakrishna is explaining, forms of Mahakali, Kali, Tara, Shodashi, etc. As the name suggests, this form of Kali is called Rakshakali. Sri Ramakrishna talks on these forms of Mahakali, Rakshakali. And it is not mentioned in this Dashamaha Vidya. What is Raksha? Protection. So that mother who protects, and she is called Rakshakali. This form of Kali is a protector, a powerful manifestation of her fierce aspect. Sri Ramakrishna did not explain everything. We are squeezing this understanding from his talks only. So there is a Chinna Masta. Masta means head. Chinna means cut off. In this picture, the Divine Mother, her head is not there. Or sometimes she cuts off her head and holds it in her own hand. Remember, can a person cut off his head and at the same time hold it in his hands? No, that's not the meaning. The meaning is, mother is pure consciousness. The question of making it a part, cutting it off and holding it by another part of the consciousness, it doesn't happen really. Then Dakshinakali. We are all familiar with this Dakshinakali because Sri Ramakrishna lived for more than, I think, almost 30 years, 32 years. So that is called Dakshinakali. Bhadrakali, she is also called Bhadrakali. Dakshina in Bengal, the tantric practices and tantric scriptures also are divided into two parts. The left-handed side, the right-handed side. Right-handed side are for the good of the world, for higher knowledge. And left-handed side, usually it means what is called marana, uchatana, etc. Vashikarana, etc. Somebody wants to control somebody, hypnotizes, tries to control, is called Vashikarana. And somebody says, I don't want this person anywhere near me. Let him go to the other side of this planet. And that is called Uchatana. And another person says, I don't want this person to be alive at all. Because the very existence of this person is a threat for my own safety. So this is called Marana. That is why sometimes the tantras, they gain bad name. They are also called dangerous practices, dark-sided practices, left-sided practices, etc. Then there is Mahakali, the ultimate Divine Mother, the ultimate, most powerful form of Kali. Then there is another Kali, Smashana Kali. Tantric practitioners, sometimes those who are extreme form of practice, they go to a crematorium. Nowadays, of course, especially in the Western countries, the crematoriums will be electric. So the governments themselves do not permit anybody to be buried because the person may be having some disease, etc. So burning is the best practice. Even today, Muslims, Christians, for them, burning is a sin. They think that the original form of all of us is somewhere else. This is only a shadowy form. Especially the Greek philosopher Plato is very famous for this exposition. So, we call it, you know, this is the highest form of the Divine Mother. But she has to be pleased. Who can please and what happens when she is pleased? A person must be fearless. And also, when a person goes to a crematorium, you know, the very word crematorium brings on fears. And that fears, naturally, person will be thinking, who can save me? So, we are likely more to remember God in a crematorium, especially at night, especially when we are alone. So, some people go there and worship the Smashana Kali. But there is a deeper meaning is there. Where does Kali reside? Really, where does Kali reside? What does it mean? It means, where does really the Divine Mother manifest herself most? Where there is nobody excepting the spiritual practitioner and then the Divine Mother. Smashana means crematorium. What happens? Especially for many people, existence comes to an end when a person's death occurs and the person's body is completely reduced to ashes, or they may bury also. Anyway, life comes to an end. So we don't know whether we are living, excepting we are living on faith. But the symbolism, Shiva lives in Smashana, Kali lives in Smashana, and Shiva and Kali cannot live separately. Where there is Kali, there is Shiva. Where there is Shiva, there is Kali. So, Smashana Kali means when a person burns, completely burns his heart, all the desires that are residing in the heart are burned, then only the pure consciousness manifests there. This is called Turiya Avastha, and this is what is believed as Smashana Kali. Shiva resides there. Especially, it is said, Shiva's one of the names of Shiva is Tripurari. Ari means enemy. Enemy means what is called to be destroyed. Shiva is the destroyer of three enemies, or three bonds, three sources of bondage. The sthula sharira, the sukshma sharira, and the karana sharira. And correspondingly, three states of experience. The waking state, the dream state, and the deep sleep state. They represent the three bodies through which alone we can experience these three states. But these three bodies, these three states, they go together. We can't say, I'm not having gross body, but I'm experiencing waking state. I have got a subtle body, but I'm experiencing a waking state. Interestingly, if you analyze this particular statement that just now I issued, you will see that supposing you are having a dream, and in the dream, as I said many times, the dreamer, remember, even to use the word dream and dreamer, we are using not in dream, but outside the dream state, in the waking state. When we are actually dreaming, then we are the wakers. The world we are living in is not a dream world. It is only what we call waking world. So even though upon waking up, we choose to call it the dream body, creating dream world, in the actual experience of the dream state, a dreamer doesn't say, I am a dreamer. And he doesn't say, this is a dream world. Supposing for argument's sake, a person in dream state knows that I am a dreamer and what I am experiencing will naturally be a dream state. A dreamer cannot experience a waking state. A waker cannot experience a dream state. A very profound Advaita Vedanta philosophy. So this person, suppose he knows I am a dreamer and what I am experiencing cannot be anything else other than dream world. What is a dream world? My own thoughts, my own creation. So what happens? Such a person, he will not be affected by anything. Somebody comes and beats him, and he will be cutting, joking. He will be dancing with joy. Really? Is it possible to do such a thing? Yes, it is possible. I will give an illustration, actually an event that has taken place. So, Swami Vivekananda was wandering in North India. One day, he saw a sight where there was a sannyasi, sadhu, and he was being pelted with stones by some small children. And Swamiji could not bear because blood was flowing all over the body of that sadhu. So, he showed his fearsome aspect, and the boys simply ran away from there. Swamiji can be very fierce when he wishes to be. And then he went, maybe there was a pond or a river, I don't know. He went there, he washed, and then he asked, why do you not resist? Why do you not show a little bit of fear? And the sadhu went on laughing and laughing with joy, not like a madman. Of course, in our eyes, he might look like a mad person, but he went on. And he was thus placed the father. What he meant by father is God. You know, in North India, sadhus are also called fathers, Baba, Sadhu Baba. So, in the true vision of that sadhu being pelted, I am Brahman. I know God plays with me thus. And who is that God? I myself. I am playing with myself. What about the body? Body is my creation, my imagination. What about the blood running? Well, if anybody can think, body is my creation. And even he can cut his own body, himself, into pieces, and still he is alive. This is a profound truth which is difficult for us to understand, because if there is something that is concrete, real, or we think it is real, and you, for example, you take a big piece of stone and break it with a hammer to small bits of stones, pieces, and they will never become a big stone, they will remain as small stones only. But for the realized souls, pure consciousness, everything, there is nothing other than pure consciousness, and pure consciousness is not something concrete first. Secondly, it doesn't have any parts. It is one substance. Thirdly, it is not attached. Fourthly, it is infinite. It cannot be cut into pieces. Fifthly, there are no two consciousnesses. One can cut the other, because infinite can never be two. But that is a profound realization. So, Swami Turiyananda once said, if a person is a Jivan Mukta, he can become both the killer and the killed. And without, nothing happens. There is no really killer nor killed also. But he made a profound statement. Said, such a person can witness his own dream as we are witnessing somebody, some object outside us. Then he also explained further, which is even more mystery. Why do I say that? Because even some of us, at least for a short time, can witness something and yet not be affected. It is an everyday affair. If somebody is abusing somebody, we are not affected. Oh, this husband and wife, they are always quarreling. These two neighbors, always quarreling. These children, noisy children, always quarreling. Like that we can say many things about it. But no, here we are talking about realization. So, Swami Turiyananda said that an awakened person will be witnessing, whether it be waking or dreaming or sleeping. And when a person witnesses, by definition, witnessing means not being affected at all. That's what we have to keep in mind. Anyway, coming back to our subject, Smashana Shiva or Smashana Kali is that manifestation when everything is removed from the heart. What remains? Pure consciousness. And that is, that pure consciousness is for the sake of upasana, contemplation, called Kali. You can call it Shiva also. So, such a manifestation of the Divine Mother or personal God, Saguna Brahma, what Vedanta calls Saguna Brahma, is called by tantrics as Shakti. And Sri Ramakrishna says, what you call God or what you call Brahman, I prefer to call it Shakti. What a marvelous statement. Shakti, as I just now explained, Shakti means energy. And all the three states, waking, dream, as well as deep sleep or dreamless, all three require energy. Why? Because waking state we understand. Energy is needed. We are running here and there all the time. Dream state also we are running only, but deep sleep state, are we running here and there? No. But we have divided ourselves into two, the witness and the witnessed. Even though, what is this person witnessing? He is not witnessing the world. He is witnessing his own reflection. that is called deep sleep state. And that is what exactly is called Smashana Kali. Now look at any image of Kali. Would you see an image of Kali without Shiva? Absolutely no. Would you see Shiva without Kali? No. You will not see it. I will come to that very shortly because very interesting concept. You go to any Kali temple. Where is Shiva? Shiva becomes Shava. Shava means what? Smashana. So where is Mother? Kali? Smashana. Smashana means what? Pure consciousness. Where? Accepting consciousness, nothing exists. That is called Smashana. What a marvelous concept. We have to understand this. So that is what we are trying to understand here. So what is the Shiva? Shiva means Shava. What is the Shiva? Unconscious or unmanifested pure consciousness is called Shiva. Manifested consciousness is called Shakti. So wherever you see image of Kali or picture of Kali, we will see these things. But you may have doubt. What about the Shivalinga? Well, you just go and open both your eyes and look at Shivalinga. Linga will be established where? There will be what is called Yoni. Yoni means what? Divine Mother. Especially in Kali Sahasranama, it is said Bhagamalini. Bhaga is one of the names for this Yoni. So Divine Mother is manifesting as the originator, as the giver of birth. So you see that Yoni Kunda will be there, and in that Yoni Kunda we will see if Shivalinga means what? Where there is Shiva, there is Shakti. Where there is Shakti, there is Shiva. You cannot separate Shiva and Shakti. So long as we are conscious of duality, then we cannot separate it. When can we at all remain without separating? Yes, that is called Nirvikalpa Samadhi. In Nirvikalpa Samadhi, there is no such thing as a duality. But so long as we attain, or we have not attained that state, we are in a state of duality. Subject and object duality is there. But the main point is, we have nobody else, O Mother, excepting you. When we can succeed in removing everything from our heart, that is the physical body, then the subtle body, then the causal body, that state is called Smashana. And what manifests? Divine Mother. How does she manifest? As Swami Vivekananda put it so fantastically in his poem called Samadhi, in the form of Aham, Aham, Ami, Ami. But that is also Savikalpa Samadhi. When a person, by God's grace, has to go beyond that, then that Ami also, after some time, by God's will, God's grace alone, that also disappears. Then Swami Vivekananda concludes, Jara Bhuje, Tara Bhuje. Avang Manasa Gocharam Bhuje Jar. So only a person who has experienced, he knows what that state is. Pure state of pure consciousness, that is called Aham Brahmasmi state. But this world we are talking about Smashana Kali. We have to meditate upon this Smashana Kali. Means what? O Mother, I have no one else excepting you to protect me. Others, like our mother, father, our well-wisher, our beloveds, may wish to protect, but they themselves are in a dire state. They cannot protect even themselves. What to speak of ourselves? It is like a baby shouting to the mother. Imagine, Mother, don't fear, I will save you. As ridiculous as this situation is, so similarly, nobody can protect anybody else, even one's own self. Only the Divine Mother can protect. That state where a person can say with complete sincerity and faith, I have no one else, then he is worshipping Smashanakali. And in Ramanuja's Sharanagati Gadya, that highest philosophy of Prapanna Marga, the path of complete self-surrender, Rakshishyasiti Vishwasaha. So this is the third step. When a person follows the directions of the scriptures, Anukolasya Sankalpaha, Pratikulasya Varjana, then that intuitive understanding dawns upon that person. In this world, nobody can say, supposing somebody is going to be beaten by somebody, then of course a strong person can come, drive away those people, the tormentors, and he might be able to save. But if a microbe enters into the same body, which a strong person is going to save that person? Maybe some medicines can help the person. That is a different issue. But supposing a person is about to die, who can save him? Can a strong person, intelligent person, rich person, or greatest doctor, can they save? Even today the doctors never make a statement that we can keep this patient alive so far. Even when they know the person is about to die, they would never dare to say, so within 3 days this person will die. They will say, that is in God's hands. So many doctors will say that. We don't know. Because the doctor says, this person is going to live for another 3 days. This person may live 4 days. Then the doctor's words will become false. That's why they never commit themselves. It can be sooner or later also. So this is what Sri Ramakrishna used to advise. Now and then go into solitude. I explained many times. Solitude means what? Where a person feels. Sri Ramakrishna uses particular word. Maje, maje, nirjanasthane jabi. Nirjanasthana means what? Nirjana means, jana means people. Or something else. Nirjana means there is nothing else which can help me, save me, protect me. Only God alone can do it. I have nobody else in this world. Oh mother, you alone have to come running to save me. Even if you are beating, I have nobody else to run away. I only hold your feet and go on weeping and taking your name. Ma, ma. A child goes on crying when the mother is supposedly beating. And he only goes on saying, ma, ma, mother, mother. Where else can we go? So, that is what even Sri Ramakrishna's funny illustration. Rama and Lakshmana were near Pampa Sarovara, a lake. They were thirsty, so Rama planted firmly in the ground his bow and went into the river, came back, and he was shocked, painfully shocked to find that blood was all over that bottom of his bow. So he understood some creature must have been pierced. So he lifted it, found a frog, and then he asked the frog, because Rama can talk to anybody, his own creation, or his himself, said, why did you not call out? Then the frog must have been a greatest gnani in the whole world, said, oh Rama, when anybody else is trying to hurt me or kill me, I will call out a name, Rama. But when Rama himself decided to hurt me, whom else am I going to call? What does it mean? It means, whenever we cry, ah, ma, it means we are calling on God only, nobody else. So the frog must have been crying out, Rama. Ma means Rama. So immediately, Rama should have come. But what is meant by this illustration? When there is nobody else, there is only God. And God comes to us in the form of dharma. If we have called upon God, that means we have done dharmic actions. Only when dharmic actions are done, then we know that we have faith in God. Simply saying, I believe in God, I don't do any good to anybody, it is a false claim. It is a terrible lie to say that type of thing. These are called hypocrites. And Christ says, I do not know, I do not recognize such people at all. Their lips are uttering these words, but their hearts are completely elsewhere. That is why Sri Ramakrishna went and slapped quite a number of people. One of them, of course, is, we remember, Rani Rasmani herself. Then coming back to our subject, Bhadrakali. The same Smashana Kali manifests as Bhadrakali. So when we cry out, Mother, I have no savior, I have nobody else, then she becomes Bhadrakali. It is also a fierce manifestation of Shakti, but it is the protective aspect of the goddess. Then Adya Kali. Adya means original, root cause, the primordial, divine mother, considered the original form of Kali, and she is also worshipped. Adya Kali, Adya Shakti, etc. Beautiful names. Adya means what? Srishti, Sthiti, Vinashanam, Shakti Bhute. She who is the original, only cause of this entire creation. She is called Adya. So that is what in the Chandogya Upanishad we have learned from the 6th chapter. So Shvetaketu was being taught Sadeva Soumya Idamagra Asit Sat Eva Soumya. Pure existence, which is also pure consciousness, which is also pure bliss, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. That is called Adya Kali. When I am thinking about that, that consciousness is called Kali, Shiva, Vishnu, Narayana, whatever name. So, that is the primordial manifestation from where this entire universe and all the three states of experience have come. And what about the fourth state of experience called Turiyavastha? No. To be, I am that Adya Kali, that is called Turiyavastha. But when a person identifies with this Adya Kali, he will not say, I am Adya Kali, because there is no Adya, there is no me, whatever exists is only one. And the same Kali is called Tara Kali. Tara. Tara, the very word is called Tarana. That's why Tarani. Dehi Podo Tarani Janani. There is a beautiful song. Tarana means to save, to take one across. So she is called Tara. It's a very common name. So names also are there. Tara is a name for many female names are there. But there are also males. Tarapada, for example, is one name. That form of Kali, which is worshipped, especially in the Mahayana Buddhism, and is considered a major manifestation to be contemplated upon. Tara simply means she who can save us. And there was a great devotee. He was called Vamakshepa. And Tara was his Ishtadevata. Then Bagala Kali. This is another name associated with the Dashamahavidyas. So she is supposed to be having immense power. Especially she is worshipped in very, very difficult situations. Very adverse, painful, negative situations. She is supposed to come and save her devotees. She is called Bagala Kali. Then there is Bhairavi. Remember Sri Ramakrishna's guru, Tantric and Vaishnava guru. Both people forget or people remember only Bhairavi Brahmani in connection with his Tantric practices. But many of us do not remember it is she who helped Sri Ramakrishna in the practice of bhakti, especially in the Mathura aspect of bhakti, sweet, the beloved aspect. Sri Ramakrishna considered himself as Gopi, I am Radha, and he meditated upon Radha, he became Radha. Even for some time, his body became a female body. Astonishing fact. So she is called Bhairavi, very fierce. So Brahmani, because this guru was born in a Brahmin family, but she is well known as Bhairavi. Madhur Babu, he asked her, making fun of her. He did not believe her at first. Oh Bhairavi, where is your Bhairava? Means where is your Paramat? And then she, without taking offense, pointed to the Shiva in the Shiva temples and said, he is my Bhairava. Madhur Babu immediately said, but that is a stone, it doesn't move. And she replied very fiercely, if I am not able to move this immovable Shiva, why do you think I have become dressed like this Bhairavi? Indirectly meaning that I have realized he is a not Achala Shiva, but Chalanta Shiva, alive, a fierce form of Kali, called Bhairavi. Then Matangi, another fierce form of Divine Mother, Dashamaha Vidya. And she is also very powerful, and many devotees, some devotees prefer this particular aspect so that they can think about her. Then Kamala Kali. Kamala is the name of Lakshmi. Kamala is called lotus or lily actually, flower. She is very soft and very loving manifestation of the same Divine Mother. Then she is called Dhumavati because she is the fire and this smoke comes. And the smoke also is considered as a form of illusion, Maya, which covers because she is covered all over with Dhuma. So she is called Dhumavati. That means nobody can really understand. She is none other than Parabrahman itself. So she is also called widowed goddess in the Hindu pantheon. This is a very unique form. As I said, Dhuma means smoke. So wherever she is there, fire will be there, smoke will be there. And some people think unless mother is like that, she doesn't have the power to protect. An ordinary mother, of course, doesn't have that power. But any form of god or goddess can have that effect. Then there is another Kali. She is called Guhya Kali. Guhya means secret. So this form is the keeper of secret energy and requires complex sadhanas and mantras for worship. So Ramakrishna is with a smile explaining, oh, she plays in different ways. It is she alone who is known as Mahakali, Nityakali, Smashanakali, Rakshakali, and Shyamakali. Mahakali and Nityakali are mentioned in the Tantra philosophy. But actually other forms of Kali are also mentioned. Sri Ramakrishna was only mentioning briefly. But he says when there were neither the creation, nor the sun, the moon, the planets, and the earth, and when darkness and enveloped in darkness, then the mother, the formless one, Mahakali, the great power, was one with Mahakala, the absolute. There was no distinction called Saguna Brahma. And that, what is that state? Nobody can think, nobody can much less name it. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. And Sri Ramakrishna says, Shyamakali has somewhat tender aspect and is worshipped in the Hindu household. She is the dispenser of boons and also dispeller of fear. People worship, of course, Rakshakali, the protectress, in times of epidemics, famine, earthquake, drought and flood. Smashanakali is the embodiment of the power of destruction. She resides in the cremation ground, surrounded by corpses, jackals and terrible female parts. From her mouth flows a stream of blood. From her neck hangs a garland of human heads. And around her waist is a girdle made of human hands. There are beautiful descriptions, profound descriptions, which we will see in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapatne Tayo Saritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.